We are at the two dots on Ted Zion and Olaf. Yeah. Amar Rava. A lot of this is going to have to do with the particulars of how a person becomes excommunicated, right? Nidoy and Cherem, etc. Amar Rava, Minalan de Mishadrinan Shlicha de Beidina. How do we know that this process of excommunicating someone begins with sending a messenger from an agent of the court? Dichtiv, Aishlach Moshe, Likro Ledatan Vaviram. Moshe sent. The understanding is that Moshe sent a messenger to Datan and Aviram, who were being summoned by Moshe because of their involvement in the rebellion against Korach, Bnei Eliyav. And how do we know that part of the process is to summons them, not only to send an agent, but to formally summons them? Ledina dechtiv vayomer Moshe al Korach, ata v'chol adatcha. Right, you and your entire group have to now, you know, the whole showdown with Aaron and Korach, that whole begins with Moshe summons again. Lekame Gavra Rabba, how do we know that it's in front of a distinguished member of the court, that's part of the process? It's a formal action of the judiciary. Dichtiv Lefnei Hashem. Atu Palnia, how do we know that it's more than one... that both litigants are involved, right? The summonser and the summonsee. Dichtiv ata v'heim v'aron, right? In the context of Korach, both sides. Dikavinan zimna, you have to say you are hereby summoned for a certain date. Dichtiv machar, come tomorrow. Zimna batar zimna, how do we know that you have to summons them more than once in order for there to be a, what is it called when you don't come to court?
Effective service, you're trying
to... No. What happens when you refuse to respond to the summons?
Failure to show,
right? So you have more than one chance. Zimna butter zimna, right? You do it, you set another date. Dichtiv kiro sham paro malch mitzrayim sha'on havir hamoed, right? Because they called an excommunication against Paro, who let the appointed time go by. Right, and so he missed out on more than one appointment. Uminalandi mispaker bishlicha de bedina vaati viamar. Let's say, and how do we know that if the litigant, the defendant who's being called to din, speaks badly, right, vilifies the court and the agent of the court? Right, let's say the agent of the court comes to the litigant. The litigant says something not nice about the court. And how do we know that the agent's allowed to report back to the court? And that's not Lashon Hara. Right, that's not Rechilos. That's not a problem. Right, the agent of the court, when it came to Moshe, who sent in Datan and Aviram, came back with the message from Datan Aviram is, you'll have to get, we'd rather have our eyes gouged out before we appear before you. So, how did Moshe know that? It's because the agent that Moshe sent told him. And we know in the Misham Tinan, and how do we know that they can excommunicate? So the source is the Pasuk in Shoftim, chapter 5, Oru Meros. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on this Meros character, who had been invited by Devorah to fight against the Canaanim and didn't do so. And Oru, he becomes cursed. Dahachi Svara, the Gavaraba. So how do we? So we're going to assume that he was a great person. Dichtiv Amar Mal Hashem. Right, because he was an angel of God. Uminalan de Macharaminan, right, a different type of Cherem. We have Shamta and Cherem, different degrees of severity of excommunication. I don't know that you could even do Cherem. Dichtiv Oru Aror, right, that Oru means to curse in such a way that even Cherem would be relevant for this Meros character. Mm-hmm. So, and when it comes to Cherem, what are the restrictions? Dach v'shati ba'day, not allowed to eat and drink by him. V'koy ba'ar ba'amot day, you're not allowed to come within four amud of him, right? You have to really, right? This very much becomes clear that the metzora, how the metzora is like the person in cherem, right?
Yeah.
Because the metzora you don't come close to; he sort of sits by himself.
Right.
And when you're subject to this intense type of excommunication called cherem, you're also by yourself, off to the side. No one's allowed to come within 4 cubits of you. How do we know that? Dichtiv Yoshvea, because the pasuk talks about Yoshvea, that no one could be near him. Uminalan de partinan chate b'tzibura. How do we know that you specify his sin in public? Dichtiv kilo ba'al azarat Hashem, because he had not come to the azar of Hashem. Right, that was the problem with Meiros, is he didn't show up when Devorah and Barak asked for his help in fighting the wars of the Jews. Okay. Vamar Ula. So we make it known to the public, and Ula says, not only do we make it known to the public, but Dalin Mea Shipure, Shamte Barak Lameros, right, with 400 chauffeurs, did Barak, right, who was Devorah's general, put Meiros into excommunication. Right? And who was this Meiros, right? So it's not just you put out a right, like, you know, like in the newspaper you have public notices, right? Like, so those are sort of public, but you have to have read the paper to see it.
Yeah.
If you blow the chauffeur with 400 chauffeurs, thank you. If you blow the chauffeur with 400 chauffeurs,
can't miss it,
right? Yeah. So that's the degree of publicity that we expect, and you should expect if you are subject to cherem. And what type of who was this Meiros? Ikadamri Gavarabahu Havi. Some say he was, in fact, a Gavur Rabba, an important person, and that's why he's tough, because he, right, this is what we say, the greater you are, the more severe the offense is when you violate, right?
It says Meiros was a star. That's what
no, well, that's the next opinion. Ikadamri Gavur Rabba Hava, Ikadamri Koch Vahava. Right, the opinion that holds that it's sort of the astrological guardian angel of Sisera, mm-hmm. Right? That's a... Right, then this kind of all falls apart. But if he's a Gavur Rabba, then it proves the point that's being discussed here concerning cherem excommunication. Right, so there seems to be two traditions. The tradition that holds that Meiros is a great man, that's
right.
The one that's more relevant to our conversation about excommunication.
I was looking at it as more of like a literary reference, not an actuality.
You know, like a star is born. No, this it means Mausoleum de Sisera. Rashi says.
Yeah.
It was the astrological support in heaven, right? We know that, right? There's this idea, right? The Mausoleum of Esav, the Mausoleum of Yaakov, and Mausoleum of Israel. But okay. Uminalan, right? About 10 lines after it gets wide. Uminalan de Mefkarinan Nechase. How do we know that? The power of the court is such that if they excommunicate someone, they can render the possessions of the excommunicate ownerless. Right, this is a pasuk in Ezra. Everyone was supposed to show up. If you don't show up within 3 days, as instructed by the by the elders, all their possessions will be. Will be in cherem, right? They'll be, and you'll be separated from the community of the exile, of the diaspora. Uminalan, and how do we know? Dinatzaninan, v'laitinan, umachinan, v'talshinan, sear umashbiinan. How do we know that a person subject to cherem can also be subject to being cursed by Beit Din, being struck by Beis Din, being engaged in controversy, tear their hair, compel them to swear, right? There's a lot of judicial latitude to push on these points. So how do we know? From the Pasuk, V'ariv Imam V'chaleim, right? Nehemiah says, I contended with the people, V'chaleim, I cursed them, V'chaleim, Mehem, Anashim, V'mratim, V'shbiyem. Right, he did all that. Nehemiah did all these things. Nehemiah did all these things as in his position as a member of the judiciary. By the way, the whole controversy was about marrying non-Jewish, being married to, and then staying married to non-Jewish women. That's the context of both Ezra and Nehemiah.
And was he also placing them under harem? I mean, is it a parallel
yes.
case?
Yes, he was those that didn't abide. Yeah. He was placing in harem, or trying in some way to compel them to abide by the decisions at hand. We know the kaftinan vasrinan vavdinan hardafa. How do we know that we can bind their hands and feet, tie them up, right? Physically restrain them and do hardafa. We don't really. Hardafa is a term to be explained soon. Related to the word rodev, means to pursue. How do we know we're allowed these types of judicial latitude? Hein lamavet, hein lishrushe, hein laenosh, nechasin lasurin. Right. So these are all types of activities that Ezra talks about engaging in order to compel people to abide by the decision of the court. My lishrushi. So we want to know, what does lishrushi exactly mean? Right? So, Amar Adav Mari, Amar Nehemiah Bar Baruch, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hardafa. Right? So shrushi is Hardafa. And then we're going to ask, what's my Hardafa? So what's Hardafa? Amar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilis, Mishmed Rav, Menadin La'alter, Veshonin La'achar Lamed, Umachrimin La'achar Shishim. Right, so it's a progression of intensity when it comes to when it comes to this type of excommunication. Right, so immediately they go into Nidui. And then you renew that Nidui after 30 days. And then at that point, after two summonses of Nidui, punishments of Nidui, then there's Cherem. Shamarle Rav Huna Bar Chinina Hachayam Rav Chista. Masrin Beisheni, Rav Huna had a different tradition. Matrin Beisheni V'chamishi V'sheni. Right? You warn him on Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and that's it. And then it's Cherem already, right? So it's a much quicker process. A week later, you're already in Cherem. So we modify Hani Mila Lamona. That has to do with matters of abiding by the court's decision or the court's judgment when it comes to matters of money. That it requires this process, right? Right. But Ava Lafkiruta Laalter. When it comes to sort of denigrating Talmidei Chachamim. Then the process is much quicker. Now we're going to have some story. It's story time. Grab your hot cocoa. Here we go. Ahu Tavcha. There was a butcher. Dispakid Berav Tuvi Bar Matna. Right? That got into it with Rav Tuvi Bar Matna and disgraced him. Imnu Ala Abai Varava Visham Tu. Right? So Abai and Rava summons him and ultimately put him in excommunication. So if Azal, Paisi Labaldine, ultimately he went to appease the injured, right, the injured party. Rabbi Hechilavid, right, so he did it right away, right? They put him in, they summoned him, he didn't come, they put him in Cherem, and then he immediately appeased Rav Tuvi, right? So Abai says, what do we do now? We can't permit him already because 30 days haven't elapsed. But we can't leave him there for 30 days because, you know, he's the butcher. People need to go to him for meat, you know.
They need to go.
They need him.
They
right, for utilitarian reasons, we need to figure out a way how to get him out of Cherem. So I'm going to Ravi Di Baravin, Midi Shmielach Baha. So they asked Ravidi, what happens here, right? Where he's ready almost right away to come out of Cherem, and it hasn't been 30 days, but we need the guy. So I'm really Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel, Tut Asar V'Tut Shari. In the same way, you blow the shofar to let everyone know that he's literally Tut, right? The same way that you blow the shofar to let everyone know that he's in Cherem. Blow the shofar again, even immediately, even a day later, even a few hours later, and you can release him. There's no need to wait the 30-day lapse. Amalei Hanimi Lamona, Valif Giruta. So he said, no, that's only true when it comes to matters of monetary cherem. Avalif Giruta Ad Chayle Shamta Le'at Latin Yomin. Right? No, so he holds no. Really, when it comes to Afkiruta, right, when it comes to Bizul, you have to Chachamim, you do have to wait that time, right? Because otherwise, you got to be careful, right? I mean, anyone who's ever disciplined, right? Yeah. You take the person out of discipline too quick and it doesn't stick. It doesn't. You got to be, there's got to become consistency, especially if you want to be a, if you want to serve as an example for others, you can't just, right? You can't just immediately rescind it. Alma Kasavar Abaye. So what do we learn from this? That Abaye must hold Hani Beit Lata de Shamitu Loatu Tlata Achrini Vishar Olei. Right? Dibailu Hani Beit Tlata de Shamitu Ma'alu Meitu Tlata Achrini Vishar Olei. Right? So we see from Abaye that the same people that were involved in the excommunication at first have to be the ones that release him. You can't go to a different Beis Din or a different group of three and release him. And we're going to come to the case of, let's say, one of them dies. What happens then? Can they ever be released? If one of the three who put the person in Chayram dies, is there any recourse? Tashma. These are all types of how far a situation of excommunication extends. Menuda l'Rav, menuda l'Talmid. Right, if a person is excommunicated due to the way they treated the teacher, then that also extends to the student. Or menu de la Talmud and menu de la Rav.
Oh, this is Bifar Hesia. In other words, these embarrassments and insults.
Yeah. But menu de la Talmud and menu de la Rav. But if you are if there is a situation with a student, that doesn't extend to the teacher, right? That makes sense. Menu de l'iro, menu de l'iracheret. If you are menu de in one's own city, then that extends to other cities. But menu de l'iracheret, in menu de l'iro, right? If you are persona non grata somewhere else, that doesn't necessarily extend into your own city as well. Menu de l'nasi. If a person is menu de l'nasi. Menudah l'kol Yisrael, right? Because he's the greatest leader. He's the leader of the Jewish people. But menudah l'kol Yisrael, a menudah l'nasi. That's a very interesting idea. I was hoping Tosos might or Rashi might comment on that. But the reverse isn't true. Like, even if you're menudah for all of Israel, I guess we still want you to have access to the nasi, and therefore it doesn't extend to the one person who maybe you need to consult with and be advised by. You can still have contact with the Nasi. Rishim Gamli Omer, Echad Min HaTalmidim Shenida, one of the Talmidim who delivered a verdict of Nidoi, of Cherem, Umeit Chelko, and one of them dies, right? I mentioned this just a few minutes ago. Ana Mufar. They can't rescind. The other two can't release him. Now again, we're going to ask, just to be fair, is it that the other two can't release him, but an alternate as a third can? Meaning two can't, but three can? Or we're saying no, because it's not the same three, he's stuck for, I mean, it's hard to imagine forever, but
the rest of his life.
He's stuck. He's stuck for a period of time. I can't imagine it would be forever, but it's ambiguous. Shema Minat Talat. We learned three things from here. Shema Minat Tamid Shenida L'Chvodo Nidui Nidui. We say that a person, we might think that when we talk about, right, embarrassing others, that the victim of that embarrassment can't be the one that extends the excommunication. Because he might be what we call Nogeya Badova, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, maybe it wasn't such a bad slight. Maybe you're being a hypersensitive, right? But no, we say that, you know, the rabbis gave some latitude or gave some responsibility. Let's not say latitude, let's say responsibility, that to call out Bizui HaTorah, they themselves can be the ones doing it, even if they're the subject of that scorn. It's a little dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's a little dangerous knowing
citizens
people. What?
Citizens arrest, right.
Again, for a lie, for, you know, like libel, right? Or, right?
Slander.
That slander, right? That's, you know, one man's slander is another man's, you know, run-of-the-mill conversation.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there was a seriousness here when you think about First of all, there are systems even today where slander is much more. In America, we pride ourselves in freedom of speech, but in Europe, there's all types of slander cases that take place all the time. Even in Israel, it's like pretty common. You can't say much of anything without. You don't always win the case, but you can file the case often, and it's heard. So it's not so foreign. For Americans, it's a little bit more distant from our experience.
This is like that. This is bringing a case. This is not. Individuals are not empowered to put someone in harem. They're empowered to bring the case to the bait.
No, but I think what we're saying here is that they can be part of that bait.
They can't, right? And they can be. They can even be, if they're no gay.
They can be enforcing it, right? Yeah. Even if they're no gay. So we learned three things, right? So that was one of them. Yeah, I lost the place. Ushmamina kolachavecha mefer chelko. Right, that each.
You did the last thing you did was about the cities.
Yeah, yeah.
That was what you completed, and then you started up to the next thing.
Yeah, that's
right. Ushmamina kolachavecha mefer chelko. That each person does his part. Right, so there's. It requires all of them together, but b'shmamina hadi beitlata deshmito loata tlata achrina v'sharolei. Right, you can't have three different judges coming along and revoking that which was established by three original judges. Amar Meimar helchata hadi beitlata deshmito ato beitlata achrina v'sharolei. No, Amemar disagrees. It says, you know, it's the power of the judiciary. One judiciary could come and cancel out something that the previous colleagues did. Right, so why in the case where one of them dies is that piece not mufar? Right? Why can't you do it if you can have three completely different judges, then why can't you replace the one that died? That's the assumption of how it means, but the answer is, of course, that's not what it means. No, it doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means you need three. Right, two of the originals doesn't count. You need three, and so if you have three, you'd be able to do it. Okay, so it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas on Meimar, and who did we see before? Shimon Gamliel. Tan Rabbanan. We sort of mentioned this already. Ein nidui pachon milamid yom mishloshim yom. The time frame for nidui is 30 days. Ve nizifa pachon mizayin, and this type of rebuke. Which is called Nazifa, is at a minimum of 7 days. We'll talk a little bit about what Nazifa looks like, but it's not Nidui. Yafal Pi, 8 lines from the bottom. Yafal Pi Shein, Raila Davar Zechla Davar Shenemar. Case by Miriam, right, where she talks Lashonara about a brother, and she ends up being cloistered for 7 days. Vavia Yorok Yorok Befanah, Lo Tichalim Shivat Yomim. And if a real person was rebuked, was you know spit at by her father, certainly she would be embarrassed for 7 days. That's Nazifa. Nazifa has to be, or that's not halachic Nazifa, but that's sort of the inspiration in the Torah for this idea. Am Rav Chista Nidui Shalanu Kenazifa Shalahen. Rav Chista said that Nidui in Bavel is like Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael. And so he's suggesting that in Bavel, Nidui would be only 7 days. In Nazifa Didu, Shiva, there Nazifa is Shiva of Asulo and not more. But Roshim Bar Rebbe, Bar Kapara, Haviyatvi, more stories. Roshim Bar Rebbe and Bar Kafra, Haviyatvi were sitting with Kogarsi and they were learning. Kashilu, Shmaita, they had a question. So Amarle, Roshimin, the Bar Kafra, Rav Shimon said to Bar Kafra, Davar Zeh Tzarech Rebbe. Right, this requires, we don't understand, we need to speak to Rebbe. Amarle Bar Kafra, Rav Shimon, Bar Kafra said to Rav Shimon, Umar Rebbe, Omer B'Davar Zeh. Right, and he said sort of in a disparaging way, right? What could Rebbe possibly know about this? And as Rashi puts it, Ein Rebbe ba'olam hayodea davar zeh. right? Like, why ask me to talk to Rebbe? Like, it's not going to help. And Ikpid. And Rav Shimon was slighted by this, right? Sort of the cavalier way that Bar Kafra talked to him when he had a serious, legitimate question. Sasa Bar Kafra, Lit Chazuyilei. Bar Kafra went to appear before Rav Shimon. Amar Bar Kafra, Eini Makircha Meolam. Right? So Bar Kafra said, I've never seen you before. Who are you? Right? And Yada Denakan Milta, and therefore Bar Kafra knew that he took offense at this. So Bar Kafra bidate. So Nag Nizifuta Benafshe Tlatin Yomin. Right? So Bar Kafra, as an atonement for sort of this cavalier way of speaking, or perhaps even sharp way of speaking, conducted himself as with Nizifut for 30 days, right? So we see Nizifut is not only 7 days, it's 30 days. Okay, so again, it's possible for it to be longer. Two lines from the bottom, Shuv Palmachad, another time, Gazer Rebbe Shlo Yeshanu Letalmidim Bashuk. Right, Rebbe once made a rule that you're not allowed to teach publicly. You're not allowed to learn Torah publicly. That was Rebbe's angle. Why? My darash, because he learned based on the pasuk chamuke yirechech kemo chalaim. Right, your thighs are like jewels. Ma yarech baseter af divrei Torah baseter. Right, top of the next amud. Just as thighs are an area that are covered, so too Torah should be covered and learned quietly, you know, privately. And what happened? Yatzar Rebbe Chiya v'shana l'shnei b'nei Achav b'shuk. Rebbe Chiya ignored this rule that Rebbe established and made him and taught his nephews in public. Larav, Larabba Bar Barchama. Those are his two nephews. And Shama Rebbe heard about it in Ikbid. He was upset, right? He had established something. He's the Nasi. And he was not followed along. Ata Reb Chia Lit Chazuye Lei. And Reb Chia went to appear before Rebbe. Amar Lei, Aya Mi Korelach Bachutz. Right? He said, Aya, which was his nickname. Right, Mishamat, who's calling you? Right, he went to see Rebbe, and Rebbe said, "I didn't ask you to come." Right, that's, you know, it's a pretty clear way that Rebbe's upset at Reb Chiya. So Yada Denakat Milta Bedate. So Reb Chiya realized that Rebbe was slighted, and he was upset, and I was like, "Nizifut Benashay Tlatin Yomin." Right, again, he conducted himself with Nizifut for 30 days, not only 7. B'yom Tlatin, 30th day of Shachlei. Right? So after 30 days, Rebbe sent for him. Ta'ad HaShachlei, D'lo Leiti. Right? He sent for him, and then he said that he shouldn't come. Right? Rebbe sent for Reb Chiya after 30 days, and then Rebbe sent another agent for him not to come. So my savar, meikar my savar, el basov my savar. What did he originally think, and what did he think afterwards? So originally, the reason why he sent the original agent to pick up Reb Chiya is because savar miksad ayom kikulo. He thought that when it comes to nizifut, when you get to the morning of the 30th day, that suffices. Once you hit the morning of the 30th day, even though the whole 24 hours of the 30th day haven't elapsed, that's enough, and he could be removed. He could get up from his nizifut. Well, so savar lo amrinan miksat hayom kikulo. Right. So he sent out two agents. The first agent was to tell him to come. The second agent was to say ignore the first message. Unfortunately, he only got the first message. He didn't get the second message. So l'sof ata, Reb Chiya ended up coming. Amrlei, right. So Reb Chiya came. So Amar Lei, Rebbe said to him, "Am I at it? Why are you here?" So Amar Lei, Reb Chiya said, "Deshachli Mar Delete." Right, because you sent me a messenger to come, an agent to come. Right, Rebbe said, I also sent you a message not to come, right? It's like, you know, the kid who sends the letter from camp, right? Please ignore the first letter, everything's fine. Except it's the opposite. Except it's the opposite here, right? Here it's, you can come, and then he says, no, don't come. But he only got the message to come. So relay. So Rebbe said, Ruchia said, Zer re'iti v'zeh lo re'iti. I saw the message to come. I missed the messenger missed me, not to come. Karela. So Rebbe said on this, Birtzot Hashem, Darke Ish, Gam Oivav Yashlimoto. Right? If you are, when Hashem favors a man's ways, even his foes will make peace with him. In other words, Rebbe must have had God on his side, and that's why it worked out in such a way that he was able to come before me sooner than I had wanted him to. So, my time Aven Marachi. So we're still on the story. So Rebbe asks, why did you disobey me and teach Torah publicly? I brought you. I had a proof why it should be done quietly, in private. So Amarle Rebbe said, "Dichtiv chachmot b'chutz tarona," right? Because wisdom sings in the streets. Right. So it should be public. Torah study, Torah learning should be public. So Rebbe blasts him, right? Blasts a thin line. I'm really imkarit lo shanit. If you learned mikra, you didn't understand it. V'im shenit lo shlishit v'im shilshit lo pirshalach, right? You didn't learn it right. Even if you learned it a few times, you never learned it right. Chachmot b'chutz tarona k'derava. This is the correct explanation of this pasuk is like Rava. Dom Rava kol osik b'torah mibifnim torato machrezet alam mibachutz. Right. A real Ben Torah, the way they learn, is evident in public. Not that they're learning Torah in public, they're learning Torah in private. But the persona that is created as a result is evident even in public. So you learned that Rebbe disagreed with Rebbe's explanation. V'aktiv, we have another pasuk that seems to imply Torah study in public. Lo mirosh b'seter dibarti, right? I did not say these things in quiet, private. Right? So it sounds like these things are supposed to be said in public. Hahu biyomei dekala. No, that's only on the day of the Yarchei Kala, right? On the day of the Yom Iyun, on the day that of the public shiurim. But day in, day out, regular learning is supposed to take place in the Beis Medrash, right? It doesn't mean quietly. It just means not in the streets, right? That shouldn't be. I think it's a concern of right. There's
the dignity.
Right. I think there's sort of this balance, right? We want Torah to be familiar but not common, right? So how do you sort of balance that, right? The Naf community is like, is it appropriate topic, like as you're schmitzering in the streets? Like maybe yes, maybe no. I think we would, in our day, wherever we can get it, we should take advantage of it. But I think that there is a conversation here that's based on the attitude and the approach and the relationship shuk, we should have with Torah.
What's the shuk like there then?
Right. Again. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's bustling. You don't have attention. Correct. I agree. Yes. So Reb Chia.
What kind of smells are you gonna have there?
Right. So we want to know, what does Reb Chia do with the pasuk that Rebbe originally used to say that you can't learn Torah in public? Hi chamuk yerichech my avidlei mukila b'tzdaku milas chasadim. I know that it's not talking about the jewels are not Torah. The jewels are chesed and tzedakah. That should be done quietly. Okay. Alma, right, three lines after it gets wide. Alma, nezifa, didu, tlatin yomin. Right, so in all these cases, right, we saw just in this case that Reb Chia put himself in nezifu for 30 days, and that's different than what we had been saying before. So we're saying, no, nezifut for a nasi, right, because of the slight that you've created for a nasi would be 30 days, even though a typical one might only be 7 days, like we saw supported from the Torah by Miriam. Unezifa.
It seems that sentencing on this, it's like it just has a range.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's based on usual and customary. I think it's true. Unezifa didan kamahavi. Ar nezifa, how long is it? Chad yoma. Right, in other words, the nasi is 30 days, but regular nezifa is only 1 day.
It's only one?
Could be. Ki ha deshmul marukva. Let me tell you a story about that. Ki haviyat vi garsi shmaita. They were learning together. Haviyat vi marukva Kamei de Shmuel. Right, Mar Ukva would sit before Shmuel. Shmuel was the bigger Talmud Chacham. Right, so he Mar Ukva would give honor to Shmuel, giving him the better seat, the higher seat, whatever it was. Berachok Talad Amot, right, he would be four Amot away. That was the way you show deference to your Rebbe, to a Rebbe. V'chayav Yatvi Medina, but when they would sit in judgment, Haviyat, right, in a context of a Beit Din, Haviyati Shmuel Kamei de Mar Ukva. Berachok Talad Amot. V'avichai Kila Duchta Lamar Ukva. B'tzifta. V'yatvi Luya. Kiecha Dishtam Amilei. Right, so Shmuel was the greater Talmud Chacham, but Mar Ukva was the head of the Beis Din. Right, it just goes to show that sometimes positions of authority are not commensurate with raw intelligence. Mm-hmm. Right, Mar Ukva was the head of the Beis Din. Shmuel was a bigger Talmud Chacham. So when they were learning B'chavrusa, Mar Ukva would give Shmuel honor. When they were in the Beis Din, then Mar Ukva had the place of honor, but Mar Ukva would indicate there of his sort of lower status, right? By sitting lower than Shmuel, right? He would dig out a piece, carve out underneath his chair, so that even though it looked like Shmuel was honoring Mar Ukva, Mar Ukva still recognized his sort of lower status. Betzifta v'yativi luyei, kiech l'shminim milei. Fine. So that he could hear his stuff. Kol yoma, so every day, so we have Mar Ukva and Shmuel. Kol yoma havi malvi le Mar Ukva, the Shmuel, adu shmizei. Mar Ukva would accompany Shmuel home at the end of the day. Right? Indicating that Shmuel deserved the more honor. Yoma chada itri bedine. One day, Mar Ukva was busy with his docket, that's the word I was looking for. Havi Azil Shmuel Batrei. So Shmuel was waiting. Right? Mm-hmm. Havi Azil Shmuel Batrei. Kimatal Beiti Amarle, Lo Nagalach Lishri Limar Batigre. Right?
Actions clear.
What was that?
Shmuel was walking behind him.
Right, Shmuel was walking behind him because, right, Mar Ukva probably just assumed that he left. But he was really waiting for him so that he could, you know, yell at him a little bit, right? How come you didn't walk me home? Mm-hmm. Right? Right, so Shmuel was upset. And Mar Ukva understood that Shmuel was upset. So Yoda did not get milti bitate. He understood that Shmuel was slighted, and he accepted upon himself this nezifut for one day. Hayitza, Tahavit Yatva Bishvila. There was once a woman who was sitting in the path in the walkway. Havipashtakari Vikamanifa Khushlai. She stuck out her leg, sort of blocking the path as she was winnowing these grains, these barley seeds. Vavichalif. Right, va'azil tzur b'merabanan, and Talmud Chacham walked by. V'lo ikna mikamei, she didn't move out of the way. Again, it's not clear whether this was common decency or kavod Talmud Chacham. Right, she didn't move out of the way as an expression of deference to the Talmud Chacham, or just as an expression of deference to anyone walking by. Get out of the way. If you're in the way, get out of the way. She didn't do that. So Amar, he said, kama chatzifa hi itza. How, petulant, right? How disrespectful is this woman? So then she heard that, and she was worried that she was put into cherem as a result. Sounds like from here that one person could do it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why earlier I said it depends upon
the circumstance. Okay. Atzel kameh de Rav Gamliel. So she went before Rav Gamliel. Is that Rav Gamliel? Yeah.
No.
She went before Rav Gamliel.
Nachman.
Rav Nachman, sorry. Nachman. He went before Rav Nachman and said, am I in Cherem?
He
said no. Did he say Shamta, which is the language of Nidoy or Cherem? Amarle lo. So Amarle zili nehoge nezifut chadyom v'nafsheich. Right, so accept upon yourself this one day of rebuke, of reflection. Let me tell you another story. Zutra Bar Tuvia, Havi Kamavsik, Sidra, Kameter of Yehuda. Zutra would learn before Rav Yehuda. Kimata Lahai Psuka. Got to this pasuk by David Amelch. Veila Divrei David Hachronim. Right? These are the later prophecies of David. Amalei Hachronim, Michal Dika Rishonim. Rishonim, Maninu. Right? So, he asks, if it says that these are the later ones, there must be earlier ones. What are the earlier ones? Mm-hmm. So Shasik, he didn't say anything. Rav Yehuda didn't say anything. So Shasik v'lo amar lei v'lo midi. He didn't answer him. So Hadar amar lei achronim michal dika rishonim rishonim ani you. He asked the same question twice, right? Zutra asked the same question twice. Amar lei my daitach to lo yada. Perusha, the high kra, love gavur abahu. What, you think you're better than me? No, that's not what he said. He said, what, you think because I don't know the answer that makes me not a great person? Mm-hmm. He was like upset. Like Zutra asked twice because he thought he didn't hear him the first time. And Rav Yehuda says, you're just rubbing it in that I don't know the answer. You think I'm not great just because I don't know the answer to this question? So Zutra realized he made a mistake. Yada nakamil tibidate, nani zufa benashe chadyom. Right, so he accepted upon himself a day of rebuke. Gudatan Allah, but let's answer the question. Miachronim michal dik rishonim rishonim ayi. What are the rishonim when it comes to David HaMelech, the earlier prophecies? By David. So the answer is by David. Hashem es divrei Ashira zot biyomi tzil Hashem oto mikav kol oivav mikav Shaul. Right, that from the time that he was saved from Shaul. Samer laKadosh Baruch Hu David. Interest. This is a very interesting Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Shirat Omer Al. You're going to sing a praise over the downfall of Shaul, right? Shaul loses the dynasty and David regains it. Yilmale ata Shaul, who David ibati kama David mipanav, right? If you were Shaul and he was David, how many Davids would I have destroyed? In other words, Shaul was greater than David. Mm. So why does David get the dynasty? Because that was the plan. That's the mazel. I think Rashi says that, right? That's the plan. It has nothing to do with objective merit.
But Shaul blew it.
Yeah, but again, we already mentioned.
Say there's no objective merit in it. I mean, he did not perform a duty that was significant.
Right, but the Gemara, as understood by Rashi, is it was based on the mazel. Okay. It wasn't necessarily based on the dynasty, the dynastic part of it.
Okay.
And so, right, so don't get so excited.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Hayodichtiv, Shigayon leDavid asher shar laHashem al divrei Kush ben Yamini. Right, the Shigayon is generally understood to be a type of poem, a type of praise, that David sung over the matter of Kush ben Yamini. V'chi Kush Shemo, is his name Kush? V'alo Shaul Shemo. Why do they call him Kush? Elama Kushi Meshuna Ba'oro. Right, this whole idea of anywhere, we're going to mention a number of places in Tanakh, where it talks about people being Kush, Ethiopian of dark skin. Right? And are they really of dark skin? Are they not really of dark skin? Like, was Shaul of dark skin? No. Just as a dark skin is different, is unique, stands out, so too, Avshal Mashur Masav, so too, Shaul was outstanding in his deeds. Kiyotze Madavra. And therefore, Shigayon, what we're going to say, is related to the word Shkaga. Even though Shigayon is generally explained literally as a type of praise, Rashi notes that here we're going to say that David was mistaken in praising Hashem for the downfall of Shaul because he didn't deserve it. David didn't deserve it. It was based on other factors. Back to the Kushi, right, the dark-skinned matter. Kehutz Medavar, Ata Omer, Al-Odo Ta'isha Kushit, Shalkach. Right, Miriam, we connected the previous one. When Miriam talks, Lashon Hara, about Moshe's wife. Moshe's wife is an Isha Kushit. Chi Kushit Shema v'al Tzipora Shema. Why doesn't the Torah call her Tzipora? Elama Kushit Moshuna Ba'oro Av Tzipora Moshuna B'masa. I like this, right? Just as dark skin stands out, so too Tzipora's actions were outstanding. Kiyotu Badavra, Ato Omer, Vishma, Evan, Melech, Hakushi, Viki Kushi Shemo, Bo Tzidkiyo, Tzidkiyo Shemo. And again, Tzidkiyo is referred to as Melech Kush, Elama Kush, Shi Mashuna Bohorav, Tzidkiyo Mashuna Bamasav, just as dark skin stands out, Tzidkiyo's actions, deeds, character were outstanding. Kiyotu Badavra, Ato Omer, Halo Kivne Kushiyim Atali. The Haftorah for some time. Beit Yisrael, v'chikushim shemam al Yisrael shemam. Why do they call him, why do they call Bnei Yisrael kushim? Ma kushim mashunim baro. Af Yisrael mashunim b'maseh mikol umot. Right, that we are unique. We are outstanding because we stand out. Okay. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonatan. Ma dechtiv neum David ben Yishai unum agever hukam ol. Right, what does it mean that this is the words of David, the words of the man who is, who come all? Noom David ben Yishai shehikim ola shal tshuva. Right, this is the this is David HaMelech who established the benefit of tshuva. Right, Amar Elohei Yisrael li davar tzur Yisrael. Moshe ba'adam, tzadik Moshe yirat elokim, Mike Hamar. So we want to know, what does this pasuk mean? Basically, because the pasuk seems to have a contradiction. It talks about how God rules over man, and then it talks about how a righteous person rules. So which one is it? Does God rule, or does the righteous rule? Amrav abo haki kamar. Amar el hei Yisrael li, davar, daber tzur Yisrael, ani Moshe ba'adam, mi Moshe bi. God is saying, I rule over man, and who rules over me? Tzaddik. Shani gozer gzerim avatla. Right? Because in Hasidic terminology, it's normally framed in the other way around. Tzaddik gozer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayev. That the tzaddik can say something, and God has to follow what the tzaddik says. The Gemara's formulation is the other way around, right? That God decrees, and the tzaddik can nullify that decree. But it's in it, right? This idea, it's an interesting thought as we approach Rosh Hashanah, right? Mm-hmm. That God rules over man and the tzaddik rules over God, and somehow it's not so foreign to what, right? In other words, the whole notion of, not to get too Hasidic in our Gemara class, but this whole notion that God is king is predicated on God, predicated on the king having a following. As important as, so we play an integral role in that. It's not that God needs us objectively, philosophically, but in terms of the world in which God created, he needs us. So, you know, it's not so foreign from that perspective.
A leader's not a leader without anyone to lead.
Correct. So, you know, ein melech b'loam, right? So if we crown God as king on Rosh Hashanah, we are in a sense highlighting how important we are in the fulfillment of God's plan. Eile shmot ha-giborim asher le-David, Yoshev Beshevet, Mike Hamar. So these are the names of the strong ones that sat in the Shevet. So what's a Shevet? Amravo Achi Hamar. Vela Shmot Giborotav Shel David, Yoshev Beshevet. Shaya Yoshev B'Yeshiva. When they would sit in Yeshiva learning Torah, Loya Yoshev Al Gabi Kari Mukasot, El Gabi Karka. Right? David Melach would not allow himself the luxury of sitting on cushions and pillows. Right. Kol Rebbe Ira Hayiri Kayam. While David's Rebbe Ira Hayiri was alive, Havimatni Lo Rabbanon Al Gabe Karmikasot, his Rebbe would sit on pillows and cushions when he would teach. Kinach Nafshe. When he died, right. So the major student David became the Rebbe. Havimatni David Rabbanon Aviyativ Al Gabe Karka. Right, he would sit on the floor. Amrulay, they said to him, "Leitiv Mara Karmik Stout, sit on pillows just like your Rebbe did." Lo kibel le, he would not do so. Tach kimoni. It's part of that pasuk. Somrav Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hoel Vishpalta Atzmacha Te Kimoni, because you lowered yourself, right? Because you humbled yourself, then you're like me. Shani goes Gzera Vata Mavatal, because you're the tzaddik. Therefore, if I decree something, you can then go ahead and nullify it. Rosh Hashalishi. This is all part of that same pasuk. Te Rosh L'Shlosh Avot. This idea that you'll be the ahead of the three forefathers. Rashi says, Shehu Holech Lifneim L'Olam Haba. David HaMelech leads the way into Olam Haba in front of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hu ha'adino ha'atzani. Part of the same pasuk there. Kishahay Yoshev Osik Batorah Hayama Adin Atmo Kitolat. When he would be learning Torah, he would flex himself like a worm. Right? He would abuse himself, he would lower himself. Right? Uvashash Yotze the Melchama Havi Maksha Atmo Kaits, right? Regarding Torah, he was flexible. Regarding bravery in battle, he was strong like a tree. Al Shmona Meot Chalal Bapamachat. Right, that 800 corpses at one time, that was the greatness of David. Shayazorek Chetz, Umapil Shmona Meot Chalal, Bapamachat. That's some serious arrow. It was like a nuclear arrow. Vaya Mitaneach Alma Matayim, right? Dichtiv Echa Yerdav Echad Elef. Right, so there's a pasuk that says with one arrow you can take out 1,000. So why does it testify about David that he was only able to take out 800? Right, so this gets into the whole parsha of Yatzabat Kol Vamra Rak B'Davar Or Yachidi. Right, this very complicated episode of David HaMelech and Bathsheba and Bathsheba's husband Uriah. Right, so really, if you're perfectly righteous, then your arrow kills 1,000. But because of the episode of Uriah, David's arrow only kills
800.
He only gets 800.
He went to a B.
Right.
Solid B.
Well, gentleman C. No, a B. I mean, 800 is still very good.
It's a B.
B minus? Yeah, well, yeah. 80%.
80%, right. You got it.
It's 80% response. Yeah. I mean, the whole, how, it's a huge topic, how Chazal relate to the sin of David that wasn't a sin, is not for now, but it's worth noting that this is another place to look when you're studying that sugya. Am Rabbi Tanchum Breda Rabbi Chia Ish Kvarako, Am Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Am Rabbi Simlai, Ramila Am Rabbi Tanchum, Am Rabbi Huna, Ramila Am Rabbi Huna Luchudei. Lots of people said, or some combination of people said, Tapa Yad Zayin, Talmud Sheni De Lechvodo, Niduya Nidui. Right, Talmud Chacham, that puts someone in Nidui, that works, right? So he himself can be part of the process, like we saw earlier in the previous Talmud, previous Daf. Tanya, Menu de la Rav, Menu de la Talmud. Menu de la Talmud ain't a Menu de la Rav. Right? So the person is not, right? If the Nidui is as a result of the Rav, of the Talmud, it's not, it doesn't impact the person's relationship to the Rav, but the Rav Hudina Menuda, Halakuli Alma Menuda, right? So it's everyone except the Rav, but right, even though it's a Talmud, the impact of that Nidui is everyone else, right? The rest of the yeshiva, the rest of the community, whatever the case is. Lamai, in what matters? Even Mili Lishmaya, if it's in regards to matters of heaven, Ein Chachmim Tumim Ein Eitzel LeNeged Hashem, right? So then, why should anyone be exempt from this Nidui, right? Everyone, if the reason why the Talmud Chacham put the person in Nidui is because of the way he treated Torah, right? That honor is not really due to the person, it's due to the Torah, then there shouldn't be any exceptions. The Nidui, the chayr of the excommunication should apply across the board. El lav l'chod atzmo. Rather, it was a matter of personal honor, right? And if you put someone in Nidui as a result of slight and personal honor, it's to you, but it's not. It relates to you, but not to the Rebbe. But it would relate to all lots of other people as well. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Tzur b'merabanan avi dina l'nafshe. B'milsa de psikale. Right? Right? Talmud Chacham can paskin for himself in an area that he's clear on. Right? He doesn't have to refer it to someone else. And we're going to see a couple of examples of that. We got 6 minutes till we hit the hour, and we'll stop at that point. Ahu tumim rabbanon, davusanu shmuna shomanai. Right? What was that? A Talmud Chacham had a bad reputation. Right? Am Rabbi Yehuda hechi levid. So Rabbi Yehuda said, what should we do with this guy? Right? Remember the butcher?
Yeah.
About 45 minutes ago, right? So, similar idea, but related is this Talmud Chacham with a bad reputation. Rabbi Yehuda said, what should we do with him? Tzricha lehu levi l'shamte, if we put him into excommunication, tzricha le'rabanon. Right? We need the rabbis need to consult with him. Lo l'shamte kamit chel shma shma d'shmaya. You don't do anything. It's a chil Hashem.
This is right? Horrible stuff.
It's a tough situation. Amar le l'Rav Baruchana cham amidei shmielach b'ha. So he asked Rabbi Baruch Hama, did you ever hear of such a... How do you handle yourself here? I'm like, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, my dechtiv, ki siftei kohen yishmeru dat, betori yivakshu mipiyu. Right, the lips of the kohen shall protect, shall watch over the knowledge, and Torah shall be sought from his lips. Ki malach Hashem tzvotu, because he is an angel of God. Im doma harav, l'malach Hashem yivakshu Torah mipiyu. If a person conducts himself like an angel, or as close to an angel as humans can be, or tries to be like an angel, then you can seek Torah from his mouth. But if not, then not. This has actually, unfortunately, come up a few times. It's a very interesting interview, I think, in the Jewish press a long time ago. You can read it online from Rav Herschel Schachter about this very episode, because over the last 10 years, you can think for yourself of cases of rabbis who had been educators, teachers, writers of books, who had been who had acted wrongly, and that those actions were made public. Mm-hmm. The question was, can you learn from them? Can you put it aside? So Rav Schachter comes down very similar, if I remember correctly, to this, that in fact it's a problem to learn from such people. You can't compartmentalize completely. You can't separate, right? When it comes to Torah, you can't separate the persona, the person, from his or her persona.
So where do they fall on that outside of Torah, such as like maybe music?
You know, like, so the Rambam says...
Michael Jackson. I mean, or...
Right.
You know.
No, it's fair. I mean, we know the Rambam says, Kabel ha'emet mimisha omro. I'm not saying that music is truth, but there is this idea that the Rambam feels that outside of Torah, there is this ability to compartmentalize between the idea and the person that's espousing the idea. Mm-hmm. That the person can be despicable and the idea can be true. It's not impossible. You have to be careful, but it's not impossible. When it comes to Torah, there's less of that tolerance for that compartmentalization. So therefore, Shamtei Rav Yehuda, right? So Rav Yehuda put him in Chayrim as a result. Lasof Ichlish Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got weak. He was on his deathbed. Atu Rabban L'Shliyei Bei. Vati Iyu Nami Badayu. Right, the rabbis came to visit him, and this excommunicated person came with them. Karchaze Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda saw him, Chayech, Rav Yehuda laughed. Samarlei. So the excommunicated guy said, Lo mistayach deshamte lahu gavra ela achuchi name chayech. B, it's bad enough that you excommunicated me, now you're laughing at me. Samarlei, lav bedidach mechayincha, I'm not laughing at you. El dechi azilna lahu alma. Right, but when I come to the Olam Haba, what does he say? Bedicha date, my mind will be cleared. I'll be at peace. Dafilu legavra kavatech lo chanifilech. Right, I didn't even cower to you. Right, you were a great man, and I still put you in your place. I excommunicated you, and I feel good about what I did. Nach nafshel de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda dies. Also. Atala Bay Midrasha. Right? So this excommunicated person then comes to the base medrash. Amar Lui says to him, Sharuli, so let me back in, right? Rescind the excommunication. Amar Lui, they said to him, Rabbanan, Gavra de Chashiv Rav Yehuda Leka, Hachad Lishrilach. Right? Rav Yehuda died, there's no one of his caliber that could come along and rescind the Chayram. Ela Zil Lagabe de Rav Yehuda Nisiya, Lishrilach. Right, go to Rav Yehuda Nasi, who can permit you. He's the only one. Azla Kameh. The excommunicated guy went to Rav Yehuda Nasi. Amalei Rav Ami. So Rav Yehuda Nasi said to Rav Ami, poke ayin b'dinei. Check into the law. Rav Yehuda excommunicated him. He died. He's stuck in Chayrim. Can I permit him? Imi boi l'mishri lei shari lei. If I'm allowed to permit him. Ayin Rav Ami b'dinei, sover l'mishri lei. So Rav Ami looked into it and said, nah, you know, it doesn't have to be like we saw before. One of them dies. It's not that he's stuck forever. You need to bring a third person on, and then you can permit him from his excommunication. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani al Raglav. So Rav Yehuda Nasi was about to do this, and Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani got up and said, V'amaru ma shivcha shal beit Rebbe. Lo nagu chachamim kalat rosh v'niduyeh shal shanim. Right? There's a story that we're going to see, not today. There's another story about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's maidservant who put someone in cherem and they were afraid to rescind it for 3 years. That's how they treated Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's maidservant. So if that's the case, Yehuda chavireinu alachat kama v'kama. Then if Rabbi Yehuda put someone in cherem, we should be very careful before we are so cavalier and quick to rescind that that cherem. Mm-hmm. Right, so Amrav Zera, man de kaman da ata ina hai saba bebe midrasha, right? If Rav Zera says if this senior person, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, has decided now to come to the Beis Medrash, da kamashani loata, he hasn't showed up in a long time, he's very old, but he came to make a point, it's inappropriate to so cavalierly rescind the cherem of Rav Yehuda. Shmamina lomi by Levishrele. So I agree. If this is the Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is going to show up to protest, then we shouldn't do it. So lo sharle, right? So they did not permit him after Rabbi Yehuda died. He stayed in cherem. Nafak kikabachi v'azil, right? He left. He was crying. Ata zibure v'tarke a'amte v'shachiv iluye.
This is terrible.
Right. He was crying and he got bit. By a bee hornet, by a bee, and he died. Elui lamarta de chaside v'lo kibluo, right? And even when he went to bury him, they brought him to the cave of the righteous, and they wouldn't accept him because he was in cherem. Lamarata de daini v'kiblu.
Snake wouldn't let him in.
Right. V'kiblu. They accepted him in the judge's crypt. My time at David Rabbi Lai, right? Because he, why was he allowed to be accepted anywhere? Because he did like Rabbi Lai. The time Rabbi Lai Omer Imro Adam Shigitzur Mitgaber Alav the Yelech Lamakum Shem Akirin Oto Vilba Shchorim Vitatev Shchorim Yasem Ashaliba Chavetz Vayachal Shem Shmaim Befar Hesya. So we'll see. There's two. We leave it. There's two pieces. There's two stories that need to be clarified. One is this guy, the excommunicate. What exactly did he do? We didn't see that yet. It's going to be later on in the Gemara, I think. Right, but he did something that his Yitzhara was strong, and he dressed up so that nobody recognized him, and he sinned, but he did it in a way that was below the radar, and that's viewed as a laudable thing, right? If you're going to sin, do it on the down low. And the other thing we have to clear up, which we're going to see at the beginning next time, the next story at the story hour, is the story of the Shifcha of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Mm-hmm. Right, she put someone in cherem. What was that story about? So that's a good place to stop, and we've made up something.